Information Minister and Government Spokesperson Michael Makuei told this program earlier this week that the Transitional Government of National Unity deployed the necessary unified forces without weapons due to the arms embargo imposed by the UN Security Council.
Because we have been demanding the lifting of arms embargo so that we deploy them with guns. Instead, the international community had been on our net and demanding that we deploy them. And we have been saying, how do we deploy forces without guns? And they said they ought to be deployed. And so we have done it. Now the international community will tell us as to what are these forces going to do without arms.
But Rajab Muhandis, a civil society activist and member of the Outlawed People's Coalition for Civil Action, says Section 5 of Security Council Resolution 2428 of 2018 allows the South Sudan government to import weapons for the purpose of implementing the peace agreement.
This also includes importation of other equipment or materials, including also expertise that may be required by the government of South Sudan to help in training, equipping and deploying the forces to be effectively operational in delivering on their mandate.
Muhandis says all the government needs to do is to notify the UN Security Council about its intention to import weapons, specific quantities, the country of import, and who is going to use the weapons.
So once this information is provided to the Security Council Sanctions Committee, the Sanctions Committee would provide South Sudan the waiver to execute that request. And this does not only apply to South Sudan alone, it also applies to all other countries that intend to support the government of South Sudan by delivering assistance to the forces in various forms, in terms of material assistance or assistance in terms of expertise.
The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement requires the parties to the deal to train, graduate and deploy 83,000 unified forces to take charge of security during the transitional period until the country holds elections. Asked how the first battalion of the necessary unified forces deployed to Upper Nile State will provide security without weapons, Makuei says the government has done what is spelled out in the 2018 peace deal.
So you should not ask me. I expect you to ask those of the international community as to how do you expect the government, these forces to be deployed without arms and you expect them to be in charge of the security in those places. This question should have been asked to those who passed the resolution against us.
The minister insisted that the arms embargo should be lifted to enable smooth implementation of the peace agreement.
I'm advising that the international community demand the UN Security Council to lift the arms embargo so that the peace agreement in South Sudan is implemented in letter and spirit. Any resolution, whatever, on the arms embargo amounts to obstruction of the implementation of the agreement.
Muhandis says he believes the South Sudan government is deliberately ignoring the waiver in the text of the Security Council resolution regarding the arms embargo on South Sudan.
And so what the government does is simply to blame the Security Council for the sanctions and demand, the arms embargo, and demands that this arms embargo should be entirely removed so that they are able to import weapons.
In May this year, the UN Security Council passed Resolution 2683, extending the sanctions regime imposed on South Sudan for 1 year, including assets freezes, travel bans and an arms embargo. The resolution was passed by 10 votes in favor and 5 abstentions. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.